Blog Talk Radio.
Did a 4180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me, baby? But look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, so move on, it's scary. I'm not where you left me at all.
Good morning. Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. It's Monday, March 21st, 2022. The talk show is streaming live worldwide on Blog Talk Radio. The next 30 minutes, I will deliver a message of motivation. The topic of discussion is integrity, the compound of ethics, accountability, principles, morals, and values. Honesty is the core of integrity. Choosing courage over comfort. Do the right thing when no one is watching. A firm adherence to a code of moral, ethical, or artistic values. My special guest speaker today is Dr. K, or Kina, college professor by day and a ministry leader by night. Dr. K is the author of Detours That Become Life's Path. I had the opportunity to meet her locally in South Florida. She is lovely, a scholar, yet humble, beautiful in sight and spirit. I'm going to welcome Dr. K on the line.
Hi, happy to be with you today.
Welcome to Passions Podcast.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I'm so happy to be with you. So I've been reading your book, Detours. It's very intense, and I'm going to, you know, give you the floor on a lot of things to discuss the book and what's important to you. The topic is integrity, and one of the reasons why I picked you is because I think you have a lot of it, and you're a special person, not just because of your education, it's because what you're doing in the world, and you're compassionate, and that's just the other aspect of the show. Let the listeners know where you're calling in from, Dr. K.
I'm in the Bradenton, Florida area. So just across the coast.
So let's talk about your book. Let's get into it. Detours, what prompted you to write this book?
Well, back in early 2000s, I was co-leading a ministry here locally called Celebrate Recovery, which is all across the U.S., so many of you might have heard of it. And we were working with people with addictions, as well as other hurts, habits, and hang-ups that we have in life, people that have been possibly sexually abused, or, you know, women get into relationship addictions. And so it's not just always about alcohol or drugs. There are lots of different types of things that we take into our lives and become habits. So it's dealing with a lot of these people working through this ministry, and that was really kind of the start of thinking about this book, was sharing some of their stories and breaking it down to be able to help other people.
Well, it's a wonderful book, and it touches on a lot of important subjects, and, you know, really they're important. And I'd like for you to go into some of the important topics in the book. It's emotional, it's verbal, it's sexual. There's all kinds of abuse that happens. But I see a lot in the book that you're there to help people to get into the solution?
Well, let me start by just defining what the book is about, which what detours are, because often we don't recognize them in our life for what they are. A detour is a path that we end up on that we did not plan to be on. It's something we did not want. Just like going down the highway, you're headed for a destination, and all of a sudden they have construction or something and the road is closed down or there's an accident, and you have to take a detour, which you did not plan. You may not have scheduled enough time for it, and all the things that completely takes you off the course you intended. And then often we have responses like anger or frustration over those things. So it's being going down this road, and all of a sudden there are so many potholes, or the road is so broken up that a detour is required. And our response, again, is often negative to that. And people will often say, well, that's not how my life was supposed to go, or that's not where I was supposed to be. And the longer we fight that, the longer it will take for the healing. At some point, we have to just accept that this detour, that God allowed it, he didn't create it. If you were raped or abused as a child, he did not cause that to happen to you, but he knew it would happen. And this detour, he's on that detour. So it's being able to accept the detour in your life and then to be able to start to process through that as God would have us process through it. So Genesis 50:20 says, but as for you, you meant it evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it as it is this day to save many people alive. So the detours, if we allow God to use them in our lives, it's not only about healing for us, but it's going to save many people. So our own stories can be kind of the starting point for someone else to find healing. And that's a big part of the feedback I got when this book was first published. People were reading it, really understand, like, other people's stories were affecting them and helping them to heal. And that's God's plan, is that anything we walk through, our testimony, which means do it again. Testimony means do it again. It means, God, do it again. Do in someone else's life what you did in my life. So if we allow him to work through those painful situations and those detours, he can bring healing. The book covers many topics, as you mentioned. I have personal stories, and they cover a lot of different things, sexual abuse, family secrets, which happen in many families, verbal and emotional abuse, addiction, rejection, physical abuse. Those are some of the stories. And then from each story, I pick one thing in that story to kind of dive deep. So one of the stories, which is, you know, the story of sexual abuse, what happened was the woman started manifesting fear in all aspects of her life. So what I break down is fear and what that does in our lives.
It's destructive.
It will destroy. Yes, it will destroy inside and out, not just you, but the people around you. So each chapter is set up with someone's story. So you read their story, and some of them are hard to read because they wrote these, and they're very transparent, which is where integrity comes in. It's someone being transparent about their life in order to heal. So we read their story, and then I have a self-reflection section that asks you some questions. So it's not just their story, but you're able to then process through fear or abuse or whatever's happened. And then after those questions and that time of processing and prayer that you have, then there's a section of with debrief points. So whether it's, let's say it's verbal abuse, then I have a debrief section with psychological data, research on what happens based on our words and then how to overcome that. Because we can't just study it. We have to actually then look to Jesus. We have to look to Scripture. We have to figure out how can Christ help heal this area of my life? How can the Holy Spirit work in me? So that's how each of the chapters are set up.
Dr. K, it's very well written, and I really enjoyed the self-reflection. Throughout the book, I also see, allow yourself a moment in prayer. I just really love that. And the types of abuse are not, you know, only family oriented. Sometimes, as you said, it could be a significant other, it could be a stranger, and how somebody deals with that. You know, sometimes they suppress it and other things happen, but I feel like this book is a great tool to help people.
Thank you. Yes, I think, you know, even when I go back and read some of the things, because it's been a number of years ago I published this, I'm affected again. So because it's, you know, a lot of God's word in here. But these questions, if we're honest, if we're honest with ourselves and we can be transparent, you know, what does God tell you about your own past? I mean, those are questions that we each need to answer. And then how can you rely more on God and rest in Him? A friend of mine was in town recently. She's a singer-songwriter. Her name's Kenna Turner West. And she has a new song out. And this morning as I was praying and getting ready for our podcast today, this song came to my mind. And it's called Doubt the Storm. And so let me explain how that applies to this. So we go down life and all this stuff starts happening in our lives and around us. Storms rage, you know, just things happen that we have no control over, which is different from the situations where we make choices that land us somewhere. These are just things that happen that we can't control. And so this song, it like puts it in perspective. The lyrics say, doubt the storm, doubt the waves, doubt the voice that's telling your heart to be afraid, doubt the wind that's causing you to worry like never before. Don't doubt the promise of the Lord, doubt the storm. And I think this book is really about that. Like, we so often get focused on the detour, on the thing that happened to us, on the betrayal, on the hurt. And we start doubting God versus we should be doubting that, because that's a device of the enemy, and the enemy should have no power in our lives. So we don't doubt the promise of the Lord. He tells us He will use all things for good. He tells us that He is our shield and our buckler. He tells us to get under His wings, Psalm 91. There are so many promises, and I have some verses in the end of this very back of the book as well with verses of encouragement. But He gives us so many words of encouragement and tells He's with us, that He will bear our burdens. So what we should be doubting is the storm. Doubt those circumstances, because they're not as real as His promise. There are things there that the enemy may be using. Our strength is in Him, and His promise is more sure than that wave you see that's about to crash in on you.
Amen, Dr. K. I always say that light is stronger than the darkness.
Yes.
Continue on.
Yes, Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
I loved your energy when I met you.
We had an interesting first meeting, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And, you know, just the company you were in, it was just a lovely meeting. And, you know, you didn't come up and say, hey, I'm a doctor and an author, but your friend came and brought me the books. And I was like, oh, this is so great. And then we talked further and you sent me the other two books. And that's why, of course, you'll hopefully be on the podcast again to talk. But I like your energy and the humility you bring. And really, it's special to have you on the air to talk about this. People are suffering from abuse, maybe that haven't had counseling or anybody to talk to. I know you sent me some important numbers, and we're going to give those by the end of the podcast. But I've been going through the book, and on page 48, you talk a lot about Romans and self-reflection. Would you like to talk about that?
Well, in each of these books, you know, one thing I thought the Lord was speaking real clearly is so often we read Christian self-help books, and that's great, but we've got to actually read the Word of God, because it's His Word that does not return void, and God esteems His Word above His name. So I felt like one thing, we can't always assume where people are with the Lord. And so putting Romans, this is really the Romans road that is on that page, which, you know, all of sin and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin of death, but the gift of God is eternal life to Jesus Christ our Lord. So I just kind of go through Romans, the Romans road, and then, because if you don't know him, if you don't have a personal relationship with him, and the Holy Spirit's not residing in you, to overcome any of these things is going to be very difficult, if not impossible. It's through God that we can overcome, because it's his strength in us that does that. So I felt like starting with that, saying, if you don't know the Lord, let's start right there, because I have a degree in counseling, but counseling in of itself will do nothing without the Holy Spirit. That's my belief. God is the one that heals. Man does not have that ability to do that. We can't bring healing to someone. You know, we might be able to give them some direction. Maybe their life gets a little better, but it's not going to be God's joy and peace brought through man. So we start with scripture and with really understanding our relationship with him. And then, you know, again, the self-reflection in each of these chapters, it's a time, and I just have a few questions, but I encourage people to journal outside of this little book instead of just writing on these pages, but to really start journaling and writing down as God reveals, because he shows us things as we're ready to see them. I wrote this book. This was a 10-year journey. God made me sit on it for 10 years. All I needed was two self-reflection sections, and then finally, 4 years ago, he said, finish, and I did. And right after that, I started another book and wrote it in 3 weeks. And what was really interesting is that as I'm finishing this book, again, waiting 10 years, not even understanding why God's not letting me release it, but was clear in my mind it was a time. So the very, you know, one of the very last things covered in this book as I'm reading this story and then praying, God, what is this story about? What is the reflection here? What do we need to focus on? It was about rejection. And I'm writing all this stuff, looking up all the research, and the Lord meets me in my room, and I hit the floor. And I hear him tell me, you have spent your entire life walking in rejection, and I hadn't seen it. And even people that knew me probably would not have said that about me. So the power is in being able to sit quietly before the Lord and ask him. If we spend too much time looking back and focusing on the past and trying to process through it, I mean, we have to know where we came from. But if you're looking in the rearview mirror, you are going to crash because you're not looking forward. And often there is so much of a victim mentality about what happened to us or was done to us, or that we're not even receiving God's healing because we're staying in that place. So it's just amazing that God can take something like this and that he used me to pen and then wreck me, you know, as I'm on the floor going, oh my, and he's speaking so clearly. But that was such a point of healing for me afterward. And again, I could probably go and read these stories again now, and probably God would take some deeper level for me as well.
Absolutely. And the stories are deep, that's for sure. I have a question for you. What could you say to a person that maybe has lost hope and that says, oh, you know, something this bad happened to me that I don't believe in God anymore. Now, you and I are both Christian, and we believe. But what could you say to somebody that has lost hope and is hurt, that maybe hasn't had professional help or turned to prayer? What would your advice be, Dr. Kay?
Well, that's the hardest question probably in counseling, is when someone gives up hope, and especially hope that, you know, or a belief in God, or there couldn't be a God if this happened to me. And I believe the best thing is just to pray with the person. That's what I do, because I don't have the answers, but God does. And I have found just stopping in those moments and praying out loud with that client and saying, you know what, let's just ask the Holy Spirit, even if they're telling me they don't believe, because God is the one that reveals himself. He chases us. We don't seek him. We don't find him. He seeks out us. So that we know in our spirit that each person, that God is wooing people. So the fact that they're even questioning that is a good sign. Because if they were so determined there was no God, they're probably not going to even speak that out. So it's a great starting point. But what I do is not accept the responsibility. It's God's job to reveal himself, not mine. My job is to just listen and to give him, you know, I can give him scripture. And you don't have to quote the passage. If you got someone that they're not sure that they believe in God, I can say, you know, be strong and of good courage. He will never forsake you. Now, that's scripture, but I don't have to cite where that came from. It's that the power is in the word of God. So the more we incorporate the word of God into what we speak every day, as we even encounter people or meet people, they won't know necessarily, oh, that was a Bible passage, but it's going to go in. It's a seed planted that then the Holy Spirit can work. And that's what I believe. There's nothing I can do in my power to help someone without the Holy Spirit.
That's wonderful. You are truly an example. I really feel that. And again, I'm happy that you're with me. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Tina, also known as Dr. K, calling in from Bradenton, Florida. And we're discussing her book, Detours That Become Life's Path. And the book discusses many different things, and I liked it because you can do some self-reflection and ask you questions, and you can work on yourself. And some of those questions aren't easy, but if you want to search your soul, you can read this book and answer the questions, whether it's uncomfortable or not. You gave me some very important numbers, and I just want to shout them out there real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know a family member or a friend that is in trouble, we have a national domestic violence hotline, 800-799-SAFE. That's 800-799-7233. We also have national suicide prevention available 24 hours a day, English and Spanish, 800-273-8255. That's 800-273-8255. Dr. K, I want you to go forward. We're down to about 6 minutes. I really love the book. And I talked, you know, a lot of people said, oh, my God, you have this exciting guest, and she's a professor. And I'm like, she's so humble, you know, and very well educated and beautiful. And beside the fact of that is that you believe and you share the word, and it seems like the Spirit is within you. And this is why you're doing good things in the world.
Well, the detours come in all sizes and shapes and at different times in our lives. And sometimes we take that path alone. Sometimes we take it with others. But in all cases, these detours are unwelcome. And they often come with pain and discomfort, and they last a lot longer than we like. But for those of us who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, in Yeshua, there is hope. Because God walks with us in every path he sets before us. Some of the paths he places us on, others are ones we choose from our own decisions. But no matter the path, no matter the detour, God is with us, and he is constantly seeking to take our burdens. He's there to take them. It's just often we don't give them to him. We continue to carry those things around, like walking through life, pulling a suitcase and carrying bags and baggage from our past, because we haven't laid it at the cross. So my last encouragement would be, lay it at the cross. Lay everything before him and let him carry what you can't, because we're not equipped to do it. And when this stuff comes and things are crashing in around you, doubt the storm, but don't doubt God's promises, because his word will never return void.
Well said, Dr. K. Carrying it around is painful. And I think for the people that have been hurt by whomever, sometimes they're afraid to talk about it, and you hold on to it, and it hurts.
Yeah. So true.
Do you want to reach out to the listeners and tell them if they want help for counseling or anything of that nature, can they contact you?
Well, they are probably best, depending on the area they live in, where they're listening from, to find someone in their local area. But I will give an email that they can email me if they have any questions. But I also would encourage you to find a good pastoral counselor or a church that has a counseling center. Because when you walk into a secular environment for counseling, you're not going to learn about the Holy Spirit. You're not going to learn who is the person who has all the answers. They're going to try to use psychology to help you, and it's not going to help you. We have to do this through the Holy Spirit and through the Lord. Here is an email for anyone. If you want to reach me, I have an email. It is prayerlink, so prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R, link, L-I-N-K, Florida, F-L, just F-L, prayerlink, F-L, @gmail.com. And I could certainly, if you're having trouble finding resources, I might be able to help you find them in your area or answer questions.
Thank you, Dr. K. I really appreciate that. I have that card right in front of me, too. I really appreciate you taking the time to spend with me today on this podcast. It's important.
Well, we can't be a light for the, in the world when our own light is dim because of pain. So it's very important to heal, because we are to be the light to the world, and there is a lost and dying world, and we are the ones, the ecclesia, the body of Christ is supposed to be reaching the world, and we have so many in the body that are so hurt and broken that they can barely get through a day, let alone shine God's light. So it's time. It is time for the body of Christ to receive the healing that God has for you, and then to step into a place of being able to show in through your testimony and say, God, do it again in someone else's life. You're showing them how he has helped you heal, and that's going to bring them into a saving knowledge of Jesus.
Amen. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to about a minute and a half. Do you want to say a quick prayer?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Abba, Father, we just love you. And Father, we ask that anyone that's listening that may be hurting, may be struggling in a particular area, Father, that you reach in, that you give them the wisdom of what the next step is, Father. I pray that you place hope in their hearts, in their spirit, that there is hope. Let them know there is hope. They have not reached the end of the line, God. There is always hope in you. Your mercies are new every day, and you are seeking to be there, Father. So I ask that you just give the spark in the spirit, and then give them discernment what their next step is. Father, I pray that you protect them from people that might give them counsel that would not be of you. And Father, have people seek you first before they seek others, Lord, because you do have the answers. And Father, we thank you for healing, for making people whole. That is your desire, God, and we are going to believe for that today in Yeshua's precious name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to about 25 seconds. Dr. K, I want to thank you for being on Passions Podcast and your words of encouragement and enlightenment on integrity.
Thank you.
And
it's a pleasure to be here.
May God continue to bless you.
Thank you. You too, Deborah.
Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.
All righty.
Bye-bye.